Hey, it's Bailey. Welcome to the final episode of Bailey Was Cursed by a Witch. This podcast contains adult themes and language. Magic is not for the faint of heart, and listener discretion is advised. This has been a serial investigation. If you're going to listen, don't start here. But if you're caught up, then you're probably wondering, where's Marza? Marza's not here. She lost her voice. So, I've taken over the podcast for one episode and one episode only. And this will be the last episode we post.
It's the dead I should not fear, for it's the living that brought you here. Life goes on, but all the while I'm haunted by your endless smile. Forever held so tight in hand, forever strewn upon the land. Eyes ablaze, a tale unknown, a seed of thought forever sown.
After re-listening to the first 8 episodes, something really stood out to me. Marza has constantly attempted to put into question my honesty, and has been dishonest with you as well many times. She has repeatedly broken my trust by revealing things to you that I said in confidence, and she even went as far as to go behind my back calling G-Bones, which I specifically asked her not to do. She questions our friendship, and yet has no fear in being dishonest with me and with you as well in a public forum. She's tried to catch me in lies, but hasn't succeeded. And all of this for the sake of a podcast. But I know what you're really here for. You need to know. Who's the witch? Is there a witch? You're here because you want an answer, a resolution. You have plenty of hunches and doubts, and you want them confirmed or obliterated. Last week, Marza and I got together to record for the first time since returning from Kansas, and of course, she asked about something I'm sure you're all wondering about.
You're just staring at me like I'm going to do something.
Yeah, well, we should probably start. What do we need to do?
Okay, so we're back. Woo! We just recorded a mini-sode, which hopefully you've already heard. And if not, go back and listen to it, because we have mini-sodes, by the way.
That's right.
Yeah, so we're back from Kansas. And also some other things, but now we're back.
We're back.
Kansas.
Bak-ba.
We haven't talked about Kansas yet. Yeah,
Kansas. It was good to go back to the old stomping grounds and see my family and Jace. And it was a little weird to go back to the bridge and whatnot. But yeah, it was overall successful trip, if you consider not finding anything new successful. But yeah, it was good.
We didn't not find anything new, though.
Like, well, I mean, yeah, we found some keys in the woods, and we found We found friendship.
It was great.
And we found a person we've been talking about since like the second episode.
Yeah, we went to my neighbor's house and it was a good, solid trip.
So, okay. So, do you want to tell people what happened? Because you still haven't told me what happened. We haven't talked, like, what in the house. Like, you haven't talked about what happened in the house. We like, didn't get the recording. Because what happened, I mean, we kind of explained this in the last episode, and it was, like, sort of, like, sorry, it was kind of a cliffhanger, but, like, what happened with that file is, like, there's the part where you're, like, knocking, and then the microphone fucks up. And then it's just, like, I mean, it kept recording, but it's just, like, an hour of, like, silence. It's, like, an hour of nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'll fuck with it, but, like, and see if I can get it to, like, play, but I think it's nothing happened anyway. It was, like, so I asked her some questions. She asked me some questions. It was more about talking about, like, Wichita, I asked if she, like, remembered me as a kid, and she was, like, yeah, a little kid that ran around, but I was, like, that could have been anybody.
So what?
Yeah, it was really simple. It was nothing. There was nothing to it.
If that's if that's all that happened, why wouldn't you tell me about it in the car and just be like, this was nothing? Why didn't you?
I did. I said it was nothing. Like, I was like, I'll let you listen to it.
No, you were like, I'll let you listen to it.
I've even listened to the episode. Like, I'm just like, yeah, I'll let you listen to it. Fuck it. Like, who cares? I sounded like kind of tired, that was a long day. It was a super long day. I think I was just done. I think I was just like ready to go.
Yeah, but like then we drove for 2 days back here and you didn't want to talk about it in the car. We didn't record it on the way back and you didn't want to talk about it then. And then like it's weird. It's just weird, dude. Like it's weird that.
I don't think it's weird. I don't know. I'm sorry that the recording doesn't work, but I'll fuck with it. I'll see if I can get like some audio out of it. I bet I can. I bet if I mess with it enough, I can pull something out of it. So just send me all the files and I'll mess with it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's nothing. It's like I don't know. It was really good. It would have maybe you should have just come in. It would have been fine. We would have just like had a cookie, you know? There's cookies on the table. Yeah?
Okay.
Is that clear? That's you feel fine. Good about that?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
What?
Well, like, it was, like, this whole big, exciting thing, and, like, it's, like, where, I mean.
But it ended up, I think maybe what you read was that I was just disappointed. I think you just, because I walked out, and I was, like, that wasn't anything that I wanted it to be. It was just a nice conversation with an old woman. That's it.
But that's not what you said. That's not what you said right after it happened.
Oh. Well, yeah. I mean.
You said it was really good. You said it was like that you'd play it for me later, and you made it sound like there was something more to it. And like we end, I don't know. We can talk about it later.
I think we should talk about it later.
Put it on the air, but yeah.
Let's talk about it later. But to you, audience, I just know that I'm not. I was just upset that it wasn't anything. I wanted it to be more for you guys, for the content of the show. I know Marza cares a lot about this, so I just wanted to make it a big deal. So that's all. Okay. See? No big mystery. That night, after Marza sent me the files, I messed around for about an hour with the recording of me in the house. And it wasn't easy, but I figured out a way to clear it up enough for you to hear some of the dialogue that took place. Now, unfortunately, you can really only hear me most of the time, but if you really listen, then you'll hear her answers, and as you'll see, it's really quite a normal conversation. Nothing to be worried about.
Okay. Doorbell has been rang once. I've knocked one time. Hi. Do you mind if I record this?
I used to live next door to you, and when I was a kid. Yeah, and I was till about 4 or 5 or maybe even 6 years old. Lived right here in this blue house. Yeah. 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 And my mom. And Dad had sunflowers. Do you remember that? Oh yeah. No, I'd love one. I'd love a moon pie. Yeah, that sounds great. So yeah, I wanted to ask some questions about the house and about just about like what you guys remember about me living next door, and if you do remember, and but so how long have you lived here? And it just keeps going like that for about an hour. So, now that that's clear, I want to play one more little bit of Marza and I's conversation from the original episode 9.
So other things we haven't, that I was hoping we would be able to wrap up in Kansas that we kind of didn't, were the things, the objects. We still haven't really figured out what the connection is there, if there's a connection, and we also really haven't figured out if there's a fourth thing, a thing from the West. We haven't figured that one out yet. And also, like, one of the things that that has been suggested is that we need to either you need to get rid of them, or you need to like get them cleansed and like do something to like sort of cleanse their like negative energy if they're that important to you. And
yeah, we haven't, you know what, like I've read those past emails that I've gone back and like been sort of looking at those, and there's multiple people say things about that, like
yeah,
a woman even wrote in and was like, do you know what Olympia is, like
yeah.
You know, like we should be, I mean, like from the start, why wasn't that our goal? Like, I mean, you believed it before I ever did. Like, if we were, and you told me actually at the beginning, you said, I mean, I'm not upset about this. I seem frustrated, but I'm just trying to let you know that like at the beginning you did say we'd be doing this to break it or to like get rid of something or to like, you know, fix something. But I don't feel like that's what this has been at all. I don't feel like we've ever taken steps towards actually fixing anything. It's always been sort of like,
I tell my stories and then you extrapolate and then we laugh. And then I don't know. It's like there's never been a step towards fixing. There's never been a step toward, like, you made a joke one time about me getting rid of the objects, but that's been it. Like, well, they're just objects to me. They don't mean anything. So,
yeah, I mean, like, I see, I mean, like, I see what you're saying, but like, I kind of thought, like, and I thought I said this, like, that I kind of thought that the more we know about where it came from and why it happened, then we can use that information to, like, break the curse. But, like, but we...
Well, but that hasn't even... But okay, so then let's do that. Do it now. Use that information. Break the curse. Go.
Well, I mean, okay. Like, well, that's a good thing for next episode. Like, we can go...
Okay. Great.
You didn't even...
Is this
okay.
just forever? This okay. is a forever podcast?
It's no, just like... first of all, like, you didn't even believe that it was a real thing. It took me, like, 6 episodes to convince you that it was even, like, a real thing. Like, why would I be like, okay, let's go to a spiritual healer if you, like, still don't even believe that, like, it's a
okay,
curse.
Well, but for how many episodes have I believed? And how long have you had the ability to do that? And how long have you had the ability to talk to me about these things and to legitimately care and to, like, give a fuck? Because, like, holy shit. Like, I mean, okay, I'm sounding a lot more upset than I am because
Yeah.
See, and that's the problem that I've really had. Marza has had a responsibility to help me, and she hasn't. That's been a big theme of our relationship, that she's been withholding. After this recording day, I decided to take a step back from the relationship, and then, after about a week of not answering her texts and avoiding listening to her voicemails, I decided to give her a call. It was time to move on. Hey.
Oh my God, he lives.
Yep.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I was just had a little free time, saw a few of your texts, and thought I'd give you a call back.
Oh yeah, calling me about the podcast?
No.
That's a fucking first. I'm just kidding. Are you recording?
No.
You're not?
No, I don't. No, I just honestly just wanted to just check in.
Oh. Well, thanks for calling me back. I've been trying to get a hold of you for a while.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
I'm great, actually. Everything's been really good. It's been picking up. New job's going well. All the things are falling in place. I just feel like, feeling really positive right now.
That's great.
Yeah. How you been?
I mean, not fine. Like, I don't know. You know, like, we've kind of talked about it, but, like, I don't know. It's just, like, you know those, like, fucking times when it's just, like, everything at once? And it's just, like, that's been, like, this whole past, like, probably month and a half. It's just, like, I mean, like, honestly, like, since the road trip, I feel like it's just been, like, fucking everything, dude. It's just, like, problems with my day job. Fucking, I think I'm getting, like, legit sick. And, like, problems with, like, career stuff. And, like, all of these stupid travel things. And, like, fucking dumb car things. And, like, I don't know. That is shitty fucking month, dude. I don't want to, like, bitch too much at you, but.
Yeah. Okay. Are there, like... I mean, is there anything I can do, or is there anything I can help out with?
No, I mean, not really. I just kind of, I don't know. I just sort of wanted to, like, see if you were free, if you wanted to, like, hang out and, like, not podcast for once and, like, just hang out. Because we haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm...
I know you're busy.
I am. I'm really busy right now, and I have, like, I got a lot going on. I'm trying to stay really focused right now. I'm trying to just do... I'm trying to focus a little bit more on all the positives and keeping away from sort of the negative energies in my life and, like, just the things that aren't feeling so
you know, right now. And you know,
that's
it sounds
good.
Like
we, new year, new me.
That's right. Yeah. And you know, I'm not, you know, I mean, it just sounds like with everything you're going on, that you have going on and whatever, like it's intense and I hope you can take care of it. And it sounds, feels a little bit something I don't want to step in too much, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I don't want you to, like, you don't really do anything, dude. Like, never mind, it's fine.
What? Oh, I mean, I, like, you know, call me if you ever need anything, I think for the most part, like, the podcast is fun. Let's, you know, we can focus on that, but.
Yeah, I was just working on some stuff for 9.
Yeah. So we'll finish that up maybe next weekend, or are we trying to post this Tuesday?
Like, yeah, we should try to post because, like, we're already late.
Oh. Well, okay.
So if we can meet soon, we'll figure that out. I'll email you about it, I guess.
Okay.
Okay.
Have
fun with your job.
Yeah. And, you know, hey, hope all's well.
Thanks, dude.
For sure. Let me know. Let me know.
Yeah, I'll email you.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
That takes care of that. Negative energy's ousted. As you can tell, she has no problem dumping her drama on me and couldn't care less about my current success. And she's not a very good storyteller, if you ask me. Before I go, I think there's one more thing I want you to hear. What I'm about to play you is also from our final day of recording. We contacted an old friend that day, one you may remember from past episodes. Willie. Now, Marza didn't say too much about it, but she was convinced that the curse had changed. Either it had dissipated, or maybe had even transferred to someone else. She wanted Willie to give me a tarot card reading, just to see what the cosmos had to say about all that. So I agreed. And I've decided to play some of it for you now. I'd like you to hear it. Maybe it'll answer some of your questions. Maybe not. But I think, if you're listening, it'll tell you exactly what you need to know about me.
All right, so tell us about what this reading is that you're doing.
So I'm just going to pull like kind of my version of the traditional Celtic cross, and we'll just kind of see what kind of energies are surrounding you, kind of touching base on what we talked about before with some stuff in the astrological chart, and just kind of seeing kind of what is the energy that's surrounding you. So you just tell me when, and I'll just kind of cut the cards and we'll get going.
Should I say when, or do you want to say when?
Yeah, Bailey, say when.
Oh,
say when.
That's my when.
Show you the cards as they come out, and I'm just laying them out in the spread in front of me. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. So you're a Leo. So the first card that came out is the Strength card.
Damn. Is
the lion there? You can see with the camera. You can see the infinity sign on the lion's forehead. So this is like, you know, connection to the divine. Like, it's the lion is the king of the beasts, right? So it's like power, but it's also the ability to tame the power of the beast. Like, what is true strength? You know what I mean? Like, so when strength comes out, this is like, this first card is your kind of current situation. This means that, like, you have the ability and the power to kind of, like, handle any opposition that comes your way. This is that Leo shit that we talked about before. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
King of the Beast has the rose in his mouth and a symbol of kind of gentle power. You know what I mean? So, like, awesome news when the strength card comes out, because that means that you're, like, able to conquer. conquer any challenge, okay?
Okay.
The downside of the strength card coming out is that you're being super tested right now. Like, you're being pushed to, like, test what your strength is. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
I always tell people, my friend in college, her dad was a pastor, and he said, don't pray for patience, because then you'll get trials. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't want to be so strong, because then you're going to get tested in, like, how strong you have to be. You know what I mean? So right now, you're filled with power, you're ready to do it, you're ready to take it on, and you're also being tested on terms of, like, what is the quality of your strength, okay? So this next card goes on top, and this is, like, the major influence. So this is, these two things kind of are existing at the same time, but they don't quite gel together. They're not quite on the same wavelength. They're kind of at odds, or, you know, this kind of energy we're moving through in that strength element. Okay, so this is the Nine of Swords. It's crazy, like,
whoa, that's dark.
Eyeballs and maggots into the shit. So Nine of Swords, they say, is a dark and mysterious card. This comes up when there's fears around us. It's normally shown as, like, a woman who is, like, in her bed, and she can't sleep at night because she's, you know, terrorized by these things that are haunting her. So, and you can see it's this kind of gruesome imagery here.
Yeah.
The Nine of Swords comes up when we need to reach out. We're in a dark and despairing moment. We're kind of in the throes of what this fear is bringing to us. And they say in this deck in particular, it's important to reach out during this time because you're lost. You're in your own kind of crazy, like, nightmare scape. You know what I mean? Like, fears have taken over. It's good to reach out and kind of connect with others because that's where your help is going to come from.
Gotcha.
So these two cards kind of, they sit over the top of each other like this. So this basically signifies that there's growing, there's strength, there's all this stuff happening, but right now you're in a time of intense fear, an intense kind of, there's these shadows around you and you don't quite know the way out of it, but don't get caught up in that. Reach out to others. Yeah, that's kind of a clear thing. So under this third card goes underneath that, and it's kind of like a projection of how you see the future. It's not saying this is what's going to happen. It's saying kind of like from where you're at, this is the most likely outcome. Right here, Father of Pentacles, or the King of Pentacles, which is represented as this deer, like the rainbow antlers in the coin there.
Mm-hmm.
Father of Pentacles, this guy, he's the one that, like, gets stuff done. Father of Pentacles, he's not quick to action, he's not quick to anger, but he's, like, you know what I mean? He's slowly and steadily kind of making these things happen. So what I think this is you kind of seeing, you know, you're going to make your way out of the woods, you live in the woods, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to make the practical best use of what's going to happen. I kind of see this as being you. You see yourself kind of coming out of this in a more grounded, practical, kind of in your own authority or your own autonomy kind of a way. So, the next card goes on top. And this is what crowned you. This is the most recent events that have led you to the current situation. And this is the Daughter of Pentacles. Just like the Father of Pentacles we just pulled, this is the Young Doe. The Daughter of Pentacles here with the kind of rainbow behind her. This is like the Page of Pentacles. This is someone who is quiet and studious and kind of behind the scenes. This would indicate a female persona, somebody that is like, they're not out in the limelight. Like, but again, Pentacles family, basically earthy kind of people, nourished by the earth, you know what I mean? Regenerated by nature. And see this kind of, like, she creates this prosperity. She's trustworthy. She's stable, quiet, and behind the scenes. So, like, this person, and again, like, just like I was saying with the Father of Pentacles a moment ago with this guy, I feel like this is you because it's one of the Royal Court cards, and I feel like there's an individual who fits this description who has made you recently aware of what's going on between this strength and this fear card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this person or this event that happened that has to do with this kind of studious, skills acquiring, fastidious kind of person made you aware that, like, yeah, I'm moving through some stuff, but yeah, there's some dark kind of cloud around me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, somehow brought it out. Maybe it was, like, through something that they said or some kind of detail that they pointed to. This person kind of brought some kind of insight through their kind of grounded analysis or their opinions.
Okay.
So the next card goes to the right of this, and this is the future card. This is what's going to happen in the next couple months in relation to kind of what we're talking about. You know what I mean? So the card moving in front of you is the moon.
Mm.
This is another arcana. This deck that I'm using right now is the Wild Unknown. And in this deck, they say that the moon kind of represents that the most. This is the Wild Unknown. This is like at nighttime, we're in the forest, right? Like, you don't know your way, but you have to kind of use your intuition to find a path. There's a lot of fear involved. There's a lot of deception and allurements. Like, there's a lot of times a wolf is shown on the moon card. Like, there's fears howling in the distance, and we can't lose our path, kind of thing. But this is like dreams, connection to the spiritual. You know what I mean? Like, the other dimensions, like, that whole idea of, like, nighttime and shadow and, like, what's on the other side. So, like, moving forward, your path is not defined. You're going to have to find your way through your own intuition. So you're moving through something. Once you go through, there's no going back. You know what I mean? You have to know, you have to trust in the place that you're going now, because it's going to be scary. There's no way to light your path. And especially coming over here from this place where you're at now with this strength. See that sun shining on that, Leo? You're very conscious. You're kind of knowing what's going on. You can't prepare really for what's ahead of you. Next card is the Self card. This is your place within everything in that whole scenario I just described. This is who you are right now. Right, so I just want to preface this by saying that I pulled a year spread for myself, and I pulled this card for the month of January, so I'm in this right now. But this is the Ten of Swords.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And he's got the like sword through the eyeballs.
Oh, shit.
It looks very grim and bleak.
Yeah.
So Ten of Swords normally signifies like utter defeat, like failure, there's no going on, like you're done, you're dead, you're done for, okay?
Okay.
But in this deck, it actually means, it asks, do you even know who you are without the drama? So it feels crazy, it feels like all these swords, but it ultimately becomes an attitude thing. So that's why I prefaced it with, like, this is my card, this is where I'm at, this is crazy news, but be aware of your perceptions and what you're expecting from other people. You know what I mean? Because your attitudes create a lot of the situation. Like, you're making it worse. You're bringing it on yourself.
Okay. So
that's you right now. So this next card is the Solution. It kind of answers the question that was posed at the beginning. Clarify the other cards on the spread. And I would say this is not written in stone. It's all about these. Now that we're aware of these energies, what do you want to do? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Damn, dude. Lots of major arcana. So this is Judgment. Judgment is like the universe gives you a call. And it says, are you listening? Are you listening? And you either say, like, I'm not trying to hear that right now. Or you go, nope, that's it. That's my purpose. That's my job in life, is to do this thing that the universe is calling you to do. So like we have the white dove kind of rising above these blackbirds here, kind of rising up into the light. Yeah. So there's like moral renewal. You have to examine the conscience. You know what I mean? You have to forgive. You have to rise above. There's a clock ticking on a choice that you have to make and a thing that you have to do. And you need to like listen to that calling that is coming to you. It's going to be up to you. That's what judgment is. It's going to be up to you to make that decision. It's not just going to be something that happens for you. So that's like really cool. You're going to be moving through some shadowy times. You've got the Nine of Swords and the Ten of Swords out here. So much internal conflict. There's a lot of fear and a lot of perception. But in terms of the question, right, like, is there a curse? These Nine and Ten of Swords out here, there is still definitely some kind of, I would say, like, fear that is being generated on your end. Or it could be something that you're just being perceptive of in the moment. But there is still this element of fear around you. So it's going to be, like, kind of a scary pathway. Ultimately, like, the decision is up to you about what's going to happen. It's going to move forward. You know what I mean? Like, you have to rise up out of it.
Though my stories seem extraordinary, I know that there are people living lives every day that make my curse stories seem like playground gossip. I know that there is darkness in this world that I may not even be able to comprehend, that goes far beyond being robbed at gunpoint. This began as a comedy podcast. Stories told by Bailey, giggled at by Marza, and played for you on your favorite podcatcher without a care in the world. But it's not my story anymore.
I mean, how would you feel if a story you told about an ex that seemed to you like a regular story, something that could happen to anyone, suddenly sounded like some kind of spooky ghost story just because someone put a drone noise behind it? So I'll leave you with this. Some advice I got recently from a friend. A new friend I've known for years but only just met. No use telling anyone the ultimate truth. It'll just confirm their doubts in you. No one understands what you are, and that's okay, because you are. And there's magic in that.
Me well enough to hate me more than me. Plenty others tried and failed, believe me. There's a thought that can't be but coerced or taught to lie. I will be a universal stranger till I die. Everybody's screaming out and nobody knows why.
Cursed by a Witch was created, written, edited, and produced by J. Bailey Burcham and me, Marza Warsinski. Original songs by Adam James and Austin Archer.
They can't be taught to lie.